evidence is overwhelmingly damning, period. There is no way to refute it. It's just overwhelmingly damning. So I'm not saying that there won't be a no vote here or there, but I don't know how anyone could look at the report that we've issued and come to any other conclusion other than to impeach.
If that is the case, why did it take criminal charges against the governor to do it?
That's a great question. And as you know, a year ago, the House of Representatives sent the Senate a constitutional amendment to allow the voters to recall any elected official, right? Remember that? And the Senate Democrats, led by Emil Jones, once again blocked and enabled the governor to stay in his position. Going back to the summer of 2007, the issue of impeachment was brought up on the House floor by my party, by the Republican Party, and we were quickly shut down on that. And so I would submit to you that the question is better asked to the Chicago Democrats who run the state of Illinois as to why it took the arrest of their governor to get them off the dime.
Now, the issue which has gotten the most public exposure has been the criminal charge concerning the governor's alleged efforts to sell a Senate seat. What do you think are the most important things that led you to vote for the articles of impeachment?
Look, I don't think you can quantify which is worse than the other, because it's all damning. And in the totality, it's overwhelmingly damning. Is it worse that the governor held hostage Children's Memorial Hospital in return for campaign contributions, or the fact that he allowed unlicensed inspectors to inspect pharmaceutical companies that eventually made their, you know, pharmaceutical medications that made their way into the stream of commerce to be consumed by citizens that could have hurt them? I don't know how you pick. And so what I would just say is that when you look at everything, it's overwhelmingly damning. And, you know, is one worse than the other? I think they're all bad.
Is it all on points that came out of the criminal charges, or do you see impeachable offenses elsewhere?
No. The report looks at a number of different areas. For example, just yesterday at 3 p.m., we received this Z. Scott report, the Office of Inspector General report, regarding the governor's hiring practices. That report had never been made public anywhere until 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There's a number of different things that we looked at beyond the criminal charges.
You also heard testimony from Roland Burris today.
Right.
What did you think of his testimony? Does it make any difference either way as far as your reasons for voting for impeachment?
I thought the testimony was interesting. He glaringly failed to answer a number of questions of committee members. But at the end of the day, he did his job, which was to sit there and say he is the new U.S. Senator designee. He wasn't given anything in exchange for his appointment. But, of course, this is after everything broke with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office and the governor's arrest. So I don't think that his testimony was determinative in what we did. And, in fact, it's not included in the report that was issued. But to be clear, I think it was worth going down that road just to see what would come up. And Mr. Burris is going to have to do what he is going to do with the United States Senate. But I certainly wouldn't find many of his answers that he gave today credible.
Do you have any sense yourself of how articles of impeachment will be received in the Illinois Senate?
Well, the Senate's free to accept through their own rules how they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Obviously, they're going to conduct a trial. The trial will be overseen by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But they're their own chamber. They're free to do and conduct that trial in whatever form, fashion they want to. So I'm not going to prognosticate about what they will or won't do, other than to say that I think they're going to look at our document and find that it's overwhelmingly damning. I mean, there's no other conclusion to come to.